I'm in a cafe in Glenmire. It's called Cafe Beva. It's owned by a guy called John McCarthy, who I've got to know gradually over the years, and he's a real gentle man, big into the Gaelic Athletic Association. And I had a cup of tea, a bit of scrambled egg, very runny, and two small sausages, and a cup of coffee, black coffee, Americano. And it's now 11:48, and it looks dry, surprisingly dry outside, and I thought it was going to rain. And I've put up one blog post, I've done my thought for the day, and I've taken my daughter to school, and the traffic was very heavy, and I've put petrol in my car, but, in my audio blog for today, the most important thing, or the most standout thing that stands out from the ordinary, is John Sweeney. I had a meeting with John Sweeney. You can find him on Facebook, John M. Sweeney. He lives in County Cork. We talked about a company called Kind Bars. We give away $10,000 worth of stuff every month. We talked about them. We talked about the idea of having a hall of fame for companies and individuals who did a lot about genuinely kind. We talked about Help Portrait Cork and a woman who's kept it going ever since Roger Overall and I started it in Cork a few years ago. We talked about Kindness Adventure in Philadelphia that John had done, and if you look up John Sweeney's Facebook page, his videos, I still have to look at it, but it sounds great. We talked about the idea of a kindness city, a world kindness city. So we did all those kind of things, and that led me to my thought for the day. I rang Lionel Powell and invited him to come and stay overnight next Monday. We'd go for a pint and I'd feed him somehow or other. I read a little bit from Brain Pickings. That's Maria Popova's blog, the best blog in the world as far as I'm concerned. I read about Tchaikovsky and the relationship, and the fact that he suffered from depression, severe depression, and the fact that he was a great artist. And I have in my head a speech I'm going to make at Toastmasters next week called Poetry is Dangerous, in which I'm going to make some class of a connection between the statistics for bipolar, mental health of bipolar, and poets as opposed to sculptors, painters, and other forms of artists. And I'm feeling a bit twitchy. Nothing bad, but just on edge, ready to burst out into, I hope, productivity. Okay, I've got to go and buy some light bulbs for our kitchen. Been much too long without those proper things. And I have to find a way of building a cat flap. Where the hell do you find somebody who will make a cat flap? I'll have to go start asking people around locally who are the best cat flap makers. That's a hell of an occupation. Stone masons, cat flap makers, painters, plasterers, plumbers, electricians, cat flap makers. Goodbye, Paul O'Mahony. Today, the 25th of November 2015, Thanksgiving Day, for which I give Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. Have a very kind day. And remember, kindness isn't a bit fluffy, because when I did my thought for the day today, this is what I said today in my thought for the day. And how am I going to be able to tell you what it is? Well, I'm going to find it today and read it to you. Yes, my thought for today is being kind to others is fluffy, sweet, noble, soft-hearted, an aspiration, like living a sinless life, admirable and saintly, apt for heroic souls bound for salvation. Horse shit. Avoidance of the issue. What kind act will I do today? So that's it, for better or worse. That's my thought for today. Have a lovely day. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. Bye-bye for now.